Hey, what's up everyone? My name is Sebastian and you're listening to SEP Talks. Today I come to you on March 18th, and this morning around 7-ish a.m. as I was doing my early yoga slash meditation in the dark with candles lit up around me and everything, an earthquake started happening here in Utah. And this is my first time dealing with an earthquake. And at the beginning, I'm not gonna lie, I was very, very scared. I called for Carly and she was freaking out. She was super scared. She didn't know what to do. I, for some reason, told her to grab her laptop because I knew she was working. And then then Carly was like, you know, she was saying, hey, like, we need to go outside. We need to run outside. And I said, Carly, that's the last thing you want to do. Like, you want to stay under a table or a doorway, but you don't want to go outside. And she kept insisting and insisting that we had to go outside. Anyway, long story short, we were under my desk, my office desk, and it was a very scary moment. Like, you know, it was probably like 30 seconds long, 20 seconds long. But after it happened, you know, after it stopped shaking, my whole body was shaking. You know, Carly and I were both very, very shook. We were scared. I called my family. And overall, it was just a rough way to wake up. I know for people here in Utah, it's weird because, you know, in the past week, all we have focused on is the coronavirus. And we focused on, you know, how can we improve? We see like toilet paper running out, water running out, people fighting in the grocery stores, people being quarantined at their houses, people, you know, not making money because they can't go out, you know, they can't leave their houses. There's all these different worries. And then today, on top of all of that, we had the earthquake in mind. So it's definitely been an interesting day, and I wanted to jump on it and talk about how to essentially control all the anxiety and the fear and all the negative things that are happening in our lives right now, because I know things are not very, things are not great right now in the world, and we need to find a way to come together and help each other out, and essentially, you know, help each other out to get past this little hump that we're going through as a world, you know. So I'm gonna talk to you guys about four or five things that I recommend you guys do to stay a little bit more grounded and to be able to get through, you know, this times full of anxiety. So it's March of 2020, and I don't know what is happening this year, but it has been a crazy year full of, you know, different emotions, different headlines, definitely things that I've never had to go through. And I want to talk about what we can do right now to be able to deal with this stuff right now, because a lot of us are going through completely new territories, completely new times of our lives, and you know, if we don't keep ourselves grounded, we're gonna keep just getting worse and worse. We're gonna be filled with more fear and more anxiety. So I have five things that I want to share with you guys, and I think number one has to be I recommend that you guys take time for yourself. And, you know, right now, the majority of people are working from home. They're not working at all. And being inside a house 24 hours is hard, right? It's very, very hard. I've been working at home, you know, for maybe 6 months. And obviously, it's not too long. But either way, I've been able to see how I get very restless when I'm, you know, cooped up in the office the entire day. So what I do to, you know, step away from work and step away from all the negative stuff that I'm seeing online is I take time to do things such as meditation. I use this app called Calm, and I think I pay, well, Carly pays for it right now, but it is a great, great app. It has a lot of different things that help you with anxiety, with personal growth, with, you know, if you're having trouble sleeping, all that stuff. So definitely look into meditation. It has been awesome for me, and I do it every single morning. Another thing that I do is I read a lot. I made a goal of mine is to read 2 books a month this year. And so far I've read 6 this year, and I still have, like, you know, halfway through March. So it's been great because I'm setting time apart, and I'm establishing these goals that are essentially just helping me keep up and keep track of what I'm doing. So, you know, read, meditate. Another thing that I do is you want to get some exercise, you know, get your blood pumping. So I like to do yoga in the morning, especially because my back hurts a lot and I have to do things to alleviate it. So stretching my back and doing things such as yoga helps out a ton. I watch this girl her name's Sarah Beth Yoga on YouTube, and she's awesome. She is super calm. She has, like, all different levels of yoga, but it is so easy to do it, right? And again, we are in the house 24 hours in one day. If you are setting up the excuse that you don't have time to do yoga, you know, that's straight up BS, because we all have time to do these things. We're just not prioritizing it, right? And we're working on, you know, we're watching Netflix. We're doing things that are not helping us in any way. And, you know, just think about how much time you spend on social media. Like, oh my God. I know I spend a lot of time on social media myself. Yeah, I think these 3 things have definitely been a huge, huge help for me when it comes to just stepping away from everything that's going on and just taking time for myself. Number 2, I would say, is you want to set up some sort of expectations or some sort of goals. So the reason why I say that is because if you wake up and you expect to do the same things that you were doing at work, without, at the end of the day, you're not going to have the same routine that you used to have. And because of that, you're going to find yourself sitting on your desk or in your bed, and you're going to ask yourself, what do I need to do, right? It's so easy to get distracted at home. So setting up goals, expectations of what you want to accomplish each specific day is going to help you out a ton, right? I think the biggest thing is when you wake up and you have no idea what you need to get done, and there's no one there to essentially keep up with you or ask you about things, it's very easy for you to just open up your phone and get on Instagram, or, you know, go to your living room and watch TV. So set up goals, set up expectations, because if you don't plan out your day, you're going to essentially spend your day looking for things to do. And at the end of the day, you're going to find yourself being very unproductive. So that's definitely a huge, huge thing that you want to do. And by doing this, you're also going to have your mind somewhere else outside of what's going on with coronavirus right now. Number 3, I would say, is limit your time away from social media and just the media overall. And this is a huge, huge one. I know for myself, I struggle with this, because at the end of the day, you want to keep up with what's going on. You want to know, what are the changes? What are the updates? Have things gotten worse or better? But social media and the media overall, their job is to create headlines so that you share more stuff, so that people retweet and people, you know, like and comment in this post. And if you don't control yourself, you're essentially going to keep feeding that monster that is anxiety and fear and worry, right? For example, today during, you know, after the first earthquake that happened, there was a rumor saying, you know, people saying, hey, like, it's confirmed, you know, in exactly or in about an hour or 30 minutes, it's going, there's going to be another earthquake that's like a 9.5 earthquake. And so, you know, Carly was freaking out. I was really scared. My family was super scared, and nothing happened. And so at the end of the day, we have to look at who are we trusting online, because you guys, anyone can say anything they want on social media. And especially right now with everything that's happening, I guarantee you, you know, there's always two sides to one argument. And so I think it's best if you just, if you want to keep up with what's going on, take your time, maybe, you know, a specific amount of time per day, maybe in the morning or, you know, before you sleep, and that's it, right? But doing all those different things, you know, checking up the news every 10, 20 minutes, and then seeing your social media feed that is literally nothing but coronavirus news, is just going to get you more and more worried. So I know it's hard, and especially when you're at home bored, right? But you guys, if you don't stay away from these sorts of medias, like they're gonna drive you crazy, and they're more than anything, they're gonna make you a lot more negative. Okay, and point number four, I think this is a big one for me, and I think I consider myself a very positive person, but point number four is to have a positive mindset. And what that means is that, you know, we can look at everything that's going on right now and say, you know, you always hear people saying, 2020, like, this year sucks. Like, can we just go to, you know, can we just fast forward to 2021? And, you know, all these different comments. And I know people would joke, but at the end of the day, like, it doesn't help talking about your lives, our lives this way. It just doesn't help. You know what I mean? Like, there's no benefit in complaining or whining or worrying about what's going on right now, because at the end of the day, look, if shit goes crazy and half the population in the world dies, what can we do? Like, what can we do about it, right? Like, so at the end of the day, what I mean by this is you have your own choices. Like, every single one of us has a choice to you know, take responsibility for what we can't control, and that is staying home. Because if you are infected, you don't want to give it to your family, to your friends, to the people at the grocery store. So stay home, right? Be responsible. Outside of that, if things get worse and worse, you need to have, you know, you need to understand that that's out of your reach. So all you can do right now is have a positive mindset, have a positive attitude. Because again, we're at home, we're inside, we don't interact with as many people as we're used to. We can't go out to eat to the places that we love. We can't go out to see the things that we love. So with all these negative things happening, being at home inside your home and just thinking how shitty the world is not going to do you any good. So try to have a positive mindset. Try to ask yourself, you know, every time you say something negative, ask yourself, what's something positive that I could take out of the situation? Okay. And last thing that I would say that could help you deal with life right now is remind yourself that everyone is going through this, right? Like, look outside, look in front of your house. Your neighbors are thinking the exact same thing you're thinking. Your family, your friends, you know, the random person that you see walking in the street. Everyone is waking up right now thinking, you know, is the coronavirus, has it gotten better or has it gotten worse, right? So we're all filled with worry and with anxiety and fear right now. So it's important to remind yourself that, look, it's not going to be easy, right? But each of us have to do our part of sticking together, of, you know, helping one another, of doing whatever we can to get through this stage of our lives together. You know, and I just think about it like this. I was taking out the trash yesterday and I was thinking, wow, because every 2 weeks they pick up my plastics. And 2 weeks ago, coronavirus wasn't even a thing in my mind, right? 2 weeks ago, I was doing whatever I wanted. I could go anywhere. I could eat whatever I wanted. And now, you know, yesterday it was like, holy shit, like I can barely go out to get groceries. Everyone is staying at home. Everyone's working from home. And I was thinking, like, what is it going to be like in 2 weeks from today? Is it going to be worse? Is it going to be better? Is it going to be the same? But at the end of the day, if I keep asking myself these questions and I just think the worst of the worst is going to happen, well, I can either prepare for it or I can find a different mindset and kind of just remind myself that, again, everyone is going through this and everyone is scared and everyone has fears of what can happen in the future. So, yeah, it's a crazy, crazy time. I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of excited that I'm going through this time. Like, it's pretty cool because, you know, the way that we handle ourselves and our business and our personal life and our decisions right now, are things that you're going to be able to tell your kids and your grandkids and your family and your friends in the future, right? You're gonna be able to talk about this moment right now in the world where every single person in the world had one thing in mind. And that's pretty crazy. That's pretty cool to talk about. If you think about it, you know, in the long, long term. So anyway, you guys, I hope you found some value from this podcast. I really, really hope that you guys are taking care of your mental health as much as your physical health. Remember to, you know, get a good workout indoors. Go run outside if you can. But don't give up. Don't just, you know, put your head down, but really just try to see what you can do every day to make your life a little bit better, to make the lives of others around you a little bit better. And just remember that you're not alone, right? Everyone is going through this. So with that, I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. I know things are going to be okay as long as we keep, you know, striving to, just a positive mindset overall. So if you guys have any questions, any comments, if you want to talk with me, whatever it is, you guys can always connect with me on social media. It's just Sebas Garcia X on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Anyway, love you guys. Take care.